If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Calling all preachers, evangelists, ministers, and carriers of the Word of God. Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. and the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches invite you to attend Preaching Workshop 2016. This year's theme is Releasing the Fire with Specific Purpose. Come and learn from dynamic preachers of the Word, including Dr. Wesley Pinnock of True Light Fellowship Church, Pastor Clement M. Lupton III of Beloved St. John Evangelistic Church, and Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr., presiding bishop of Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches. You'll have an opportunity to develop new strategies that will make your preaching effective for the Lord. Workshop topics include preaching for evangelism, preaching for training, and preaching for sanctification. The cost for materials and lunch is $20 per person. It's all taking place Saturday, July 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, PA. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314, or visit BethelDeliverance.org.
The greatest conversion you will ever undergo is not the conversion from sin to sainthood. That's a simple forgiveness sweep of the Lord. But it's the conversion of the thought process to cease thinking like a sinner. Paul addresses two things here in Romans 8:5. They that are after the flesh, they mind, so underline this phrase, the things of the flesh. He said, are you chasing the things of the flesh? That leads us to a legitimate philosophical question, all right? They mind the things of the flesh. Then he goes on. This is the second one now. He says, but they that are after the Spirit. Now, the King James says, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the flesh. You have to insert they mind the things of the Spirit. So underline the things of the Spirit and insert do mind or they mind. All right, you with me? Okay, so now a philosophical question develops from that passage. Number one, what are the things of the flesh? And what are the things of the Spirit? So here we are in this postmodern world, in the greatest technological time the world has ever seen, and yet we are spiritually deficient. No stickability, no ability to stand in the midst of trials and tests, and the directions of the Lord are ignored for fleshly expedience. The greatest conversion you will ever undergo is not the conversion from sin to sainthood. That's a simple forgiveness sweep of the Lord. But it's the conversion of the thought process to cease thinking like a sinner. Here's an example. I'm raised in an inner city development, okay? Raised in Philadelphia. I'm an inner city boy. All right. That inner city mindset causes me to think with an inner city mind. So I'm in San Diego. I'm walking down to the dock. I'm walking from my hotel down to the dock. It's about 10 o'clock in the morning. The museum opens at 11. So I'm walking because in my world, on time is late, early is on time. So I'm walking down to the dock. This guy comes and he comes out of somewhere and he walks behind me. The inner city mind does a threat assessment. I'm walking towards the dock. He's walking behind me, but my mind is saying, what's he want? He's going to try to jack me. I'd rather think that he is and prepare rather than not think that he is and get jacked. So I'm thinking, all right, so he's still walking behind me. So the inner city mind says, well, you have to make sure he's following you. So stop and act like you're fastening your shoe. So I drop down to a knee and I retie my sneaker. He stops and looks in the window of the store. So now I'm like, okay, all right, because he didn't keep going. So that's strike one. So the next part of me, when I stand up, I say, okay, cross the street. So I get up and I cross the street. He stays parallel to me, but he's on the other side. I said, all right, he's still close enough. So then I come back across the street and I turn and walk towards him. Well, at that point, then he nods his head and walks around me. Now, it could have been nothing, but my mind, my Philly mind, said he gonna try to do something, and I believe in the theory that if you think somebody gonna hit you, if you think they gonna jack you, I'm sorry, I'm spirit-filled, born again, but I, there's some things ain't going nowhere. All right, but what does that show you? That I'm thinking with that mind. So those of us that are inner city bred, we go to the Mac machine, right? We put our card in the Mac machine. We look around. We tap in our number super fast, right? When the money comes out, we don't count it. We grab it and put it in our pocket, and we count it in our pocket. We're like, that's a 20, that's a 10. Okay, we got it. So you get that person in from Iowa, and they go, George, I have to go to the Mac machine. And George says, there's one right there. What street is this? 13th and Master. Okay. He puts the card in. Oh, they want your PIN number. 9332. How much do we need? $300. 20, 40, 60. Because they're mine. It's Iowa mine. Where I'm in the small town where nobody would do anything. That's what Paul is saying. When you come to God, you have to learn to rethink. See, America was caught off guard when we went from an agricultural society, farm, to an industrial society, to a technological society. We were not prepared, so we lost a lot of jobs. Because we were not prepared for the paradigm shift. We're still thinking farm, and some of you still think farm. Look at the back of your house. You growing greens. You 6 minutes from the Acme, and you got greens growing at the back of your house. What the Sam Hill? Go to the market. They got Wegmans now. Wegmans has everything that heaven has. We're still in that agricultural mindset. Child ain't no good unless you grow it yourself. That's a lie. Stray cats and dogs and raccoons are fertilizing your greens. But you holding on to it. Why? Because you have not mastered the city life. Paul says people that are after the flesh, all they do is think of the flesh, pride of life, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh. Here, let's summarize it. What's in it for me? We get up week after week and ask for volunteers to do things. You're still motivated by what's in it for me. I don't have time. That's selfishness. We ask for people to drive the van. We ought to have 20 men volunteering to drive the van. There shouldn't even be a conversation. I ain't got time. Oh, okay. Jesus, beat him. Carry your cross. I ain't got time. You're going to die on the cross. I ain't got time. Let them all go to hell. I ain't got time. My servant's lying at home, grievously vexed. What are you telling me for? I ain't got time. Look, I got other things to do. The Samaritan comes down, finds the person beaten and bloody on the side of the road. All the religious people step over him. But the Samaritan stops because everybody else said, I don't have time. The Samaritan thinks godly and says, let me give of my time. Oh, he gave of his time. He gave of his talent. He bound up the wounds. He gave of his treasury when he paid the room fee, and he gave of himself, his torso, when he picked that man up and carried him. What have you given? If you're still thinking fleshly, then you're thinking about you. I've never in my life seen the church age become so driven by money. Everything now is done by money. Oh, I'll help you out, but I got to get paid. Oh, I'll sing, but I have to get paid. I'll come preach. How much is my love offering? People send me forms when I consent to come and preach. They put down there, how much is your fee? I write back. I tell Denise to put $1 million on there. Then they say, what's your beverage? I said, a virgin diet Coke and rum. Pay attention to the first noun. They don't pay any attention. They can't get past $1 million. One guy sent me one. I knew him, so I figured I really had some fun with him. I put $1 million down for the fee. For the drink, I said Perrier. And at the bottom, it said, well, are there any special needs? I said a vial of crack. Do you know what he called me to ask about? $1 million. He didn't even mention the crack. I guess I was going to get that. But everything is driven by money. Why? Because that's our motivation now. If we can't make it in the world, we'll make it in church. If we can't get it through corporate America, we'll get it in church. If I lack skills for outside of church, then I'm going to get it in church. Why? Thinking fleshly. Paul says, how do we defeat this?
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
06116A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Every time you say that name, something happens on the inside. Depression goes, fear dissipates, joy bells begin to ring, power flows through you. Every time you say that name.
Come and experience a demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God at a three-night revival with Bishop Eric Lambert of Bethel Deliverance International Church, all being held on Wednesday, July 27th through Friday, July 29th. Come to be revived, empowered, and activated to impact the world with the love and the power of God. Services begin 7:30 p.m. with dynamic praise and worship, followed by a powerful message from Bishop Eric Lambert, Jr. Prayer will be held prior to each service at 6:30 p.m. nightly. Don't miss this special time to continue to seek the face of the Lord. We are having revival July 27th through July 29th. Be there.